government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013 Ministry by Ministry.
The Minister of Local Government and Community Development advanced the local government reform agenda in 2013. This through the drafting of strategic bills, the new Local Governance Act, Unified Services Act, and Local Government Financing and Financial Management Act. The bills have been discussed extensively with stakeholders across the island and are now at the Ministry of Justice for further examination before being taken to Cabinet, then on to Parliament. Once passed, these pieces of legislation will make local governance more significant to residents. A second draft of the bill for the inclusion of local government in the Constitution is also being reviewed. The Ministry of Local Government launched the Governance Thematic Working Group, which will assist the country in achieving outcome number 6 of the Vision 2030 National Development Plan. Outcome number 6 deals with effective governance in the exercising of power and decision-making in the social, economic, political, and administrative management of the country. And the ministry joined several other local governments around the world with the local launch of the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, Making City Resilient, My City is Getting Ready campaign. Participation in the initiative gives the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development access to information and tools to minimize the adverse impact of disasters and ensure greater resilience at the national and community levels.
This is only the beginning, as we can never be too prepared for the next natural or man-made disaster. The key is really in our level of preparedness, effective response, and resilience.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott. Throughout the year, several markets were renovated and reopened across the island. These include the Redemption Arcade and Jubilee Market in downtown Kingston, the Charles Gordon Market in St. James, and the Fish Market in Lucy, Hanover. Work was also done to boost the capabilities of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, first responders to accidents and other disasters. This included $4.7 million spent to carry out upgrading works on the Freeport Fire Station in St. James. The Portmore Fire Station in Waterford, St. Catherine also received a well-needed facelift at a cost of $1.5 million. Rescue tools valued at $35,000 were provided to the Jamaica Fire Brigade to assist with the extrication of casualties during an accident. The ministry also made strides in implementing the application management and data automation software, Amanda, across the island. The software will improve the transparency, reduce inconsistencies, and bring to a halt the bottleneck in task assignment and processes within the development sector. Developers and professionals in the land development and construction sector will see their application being dealt with in a more efficient manner.
We have 8 local authorities equipped with the hardware and software for the Amanda system, and we are hoping certainly by year end to add Portmore to that list. Once that is done, we are going to quickly, and once we test the efficiency and the application, we are going to move speedily to ensure that all LAs in the country have this system.
10 end users from the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, local authorities and referral agencies have so far been trained in the software management. A number of health issues, including airborne diseases, can develop if garbage is not collected frequently and disposed of properly. As a result, several Solid Waste Management Authority NSWMA garbage trucks were repaired to boost efficient garbage collection. So far, 72 of the authority's 127 units are now operational.
The company has a total of 127 units. Despite the challenges, we are determined to turn things around. A comprehensive repair and maintenance program was initiated, and over 60 units across all regions were repaired.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development remains committed in playing its part in making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.